pleasure of traveling with the league during the open trials, which we staged in every city. Along the way, I got to meet not only with the trialists, but the coaches from each club. And one of the best parts was always sitting down with Jimmy, maybe for a drink in the hotel bar, and talking about the game, and talking about his vision for this club, and where he sees it going in this league. So I'm going to call him up right now. We're going to introduce the players, and we're going to have a little back and forth with Jimmy. So Jimmy Brennan.
Thank you, Coach.
So like I said, with Jimmy, it was amazing just picking his brain about where he sees the league going, the stories from his past, what he wants to see this club do in this region, and what it means to the region. And something that still sticks out is when he said eventually he'd like this club to predominantly be players from New York region. And we're seeing a trend across the league. In Edmonton, there's a lot of Edmonton players right now. Pacific out on the West Coast, there's a lot of players from the Vancouver area. And here, there's a lot of players, at least in the Toronto area and the New York region. So can you just talk a little bit about that vision that you have for this club now and the future?
Yeah, I think, you know, and this goes across the league as well. I mean, everybody wants to get as many players from their areas as much as possible. This game around the world is all about community. It's community-based. You know, if I was to go to London, England, there's 15 teams there. It's all about communities. And that's where everybody comes together. You support your team. That's where the passion comes from. That's where the rivalry comes from. And we were no different here in New York region with my partner, Craven Gansler, the president of the club. We sat down and we wanted to figure out what would be best and how do we pull everything together, bring this region together with 1.3 million people, 9 fantastic municipalities. How do we create an identity? How do we get everybody to come together and support one team? And that's when we brought York 9 together. Our coaches, staff are all from York region. The people that work in our office all live in York region as well, or work in York region and then obviously come with us. And then a lot of the players have played in York region. There's a lot of guys that are from York region, but we're relying on the guys that aren't from the region to come in and help develop that youth that are going to come through and eventually one day represent our club in the Canadian Premier League. So there's a role for everybody to play, from the players, to the administrators, to the staff, everybody, the community, the local soccer club. Everybody's got to play a role in building this club, York 9, and get it to where we want to be, and that's champions. We want to win. We're a professional club now. Now it's all about winning. We want to get as many trophies as we can. We want to get as many players into national teams as we can. That's the goal and the vision of our organization right now. So it's a collective thing. We've all got to come together and make this work. And it's great to see a lot of familiar faces here. A lot of the local clubs are coming out, which is great to see. So that's our vision, is just bringing the community together and putting a product on the field that the community can relate to and say, you know what? These guys that are playing on this field, week in and week out, they're representing us in this league. So that's where we are.
One of the unique things about this league, and it's been it almost never happens, is that you get to build a team from basically nothing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of responsibility, it's a lot of pressure. But at the same time, as a manager, you have to like that you're not inheriting a squad. You're actually building a squad that you want to build, the one that you know can play the style you want to play. Has that been difficult, easy? You know, what's been that process?
No, it's difficult. It's a challenge. But it's a challenge that you embrace because you don't get these opportunities in the game of football. Everywhere around the world, a manager comes in, you inherit a squad, and you've got to deal with that squad until player contracts are finished, and then you can bring players in, and by that time, it's too late because the shelf life's normally about a year and a half, unless you're Ferguson, and then you're there at a club for 13 years. The rest of the teams, it's hard. It's really hard to stamp on your club and implement your philosophy on the way that you want to play in a local club. Now, I'm very fortunate. I've got a great staff with Parmasacco, Serge, Costa, Carlo, who else am I missing? Camilo, who's not here today. You know, these are local guys that love the game, that have a passion for it. And collectively, we've got an identity. And we know a style of play that we want. And over here is a product of what we're looking to do. These guys are players that we trust. We've watched a long time. They're players that we know that are going to go out and give everything that they've got. And then they can play the system that we want. And these are the players that are going to make this region proud, and make the fans proud. So it's a unique situation that we get to build from scratch, but we're embracing it. We're loving every minute of it. And you're going to see against Hamilton exactly what we produce on the field and collectively as a group, what we've done with this club so far. And we're looking forward to that challenge. And I'll tell you what, we'll be rolling up our sleeves with
quickly before we get to the players, what do the next few months look like in the lead up to the season? I mean, I've seen some of these guys in training already. There's a video of them doing that. They're working hard behind the scenes. But can you lay out what the next 2-3 months look like?
Well, right now, these guys are, we've got them taking over. They're coming together a couple times a week because it's important. They get to know one another. They've got to become friends. They've got to become brothers. They've got to trust each other because they know that it's going to be a long season. We've got a lot of work to do. And the more that we can get them together, even coming out to the community, getting their faces out there, it's a role that they have to play. The professional footballers now, they've got to show everybody that, you know, I'm not only a footballer, but I'm a guy that's going to come out to the community. I want to get to know our fans. I want to help the youth and build this game. Their job is to build this game as well off the field. So we've got a great bunch of guys here, and we've got to get, and we're trying to get them together as much as possible. So we've got to play a couple times a week now. Not too hard. Well, actually, today, Carm went off on them a little bit. Probably worked them a little bit too much. That's why they made me all the food. It's not much you like. But it's important that we get them at a good base, because come March 1st, that's when we really got to kick off. And then we've got a strong preseason. Then we're going to head down south, get some sun, get outside, play on the grass, get out of the indoor facility that we're going to be in. And then we come back, and then we get ourselves ready for April 27th. So that's our job right now, is to keep them ticking over and get ourselves ready for preseason.
I see some familiar faces here, but I think maybe we can introduce each guy one by one in their position. Guys, you're great if you hold up your hand. Yeah. Maybe a little bit about the players.
So, first, I'll introduce Kyle Porter, a Canadian national team player. Great deal of experience, pure leader that we're looking for. You know, we're excited, we're very lucky to have Kyle. We've got Roger Thompson as well, another great pedigree. He's been overseas in Europe for some time. Big presence, as you can see, and we're looking for him to be another leader as well. We've got Steve Romano. Chronic of PFC, was in the academy there for a while. Played his soccer last in Markham with the Lions. Barry boy, but wants to be a Norwegian guy.
That's it.
So we're excited to have Steve. We've got Justin Springer as well. Love the way that he plays, and we're excited to have him on our books. We've got Cyrus Rolex. Another individual as well. He's with TFC Academy, so he's trained the right way, and he's looking for that opportunity now to break into a first team. So we see bags of potential in Cyrus as well, so we're happy that we got him. Maury Dormer. Was a captain of the club, also played in PDL as well down in the States, and another guy that's craving to get an opportunity to play in the CPL. So we're delighted that we have him. Expect to see him up and down the lines. And another one right here, Emilio Acevedo. let me tell you, keep an eye on this kid over the next couple of years, because he's a little magician. And we've got him now. We're excited to have him. We're going to be working with him, but he's the type of player. He's going to excite the fans as well. He's a terrific little player, and exciting times ahead for him. Who else am I missing? Max Silva. Max Silva, goalkeeper. He was overseas for a number of years. Another great, experienced player, leader that we've got within the organization. So we're expecting a lot from him this season. And Joe DiCiaro. Another guy who's over in Europe for a while, was here in Bonn playing, great experience, leader on the field, and you know, we're very excited. These guys are players that we've been watching for some time. The players that we've been after, and we're very fortunate to have got them and got them signed up. So expect an awful lot from these guys, because we're going to expect a lot from them this season. And I'm not missing anybody. Nobody's hiding nothing. Manny Aparicio, he's on holiday on the beach somewhere.
All right. So I travel from coast to coast, like I said, and everywhere I go, this league is about communities. These guys right here are going to be representing this community here. I think we have another video to play about what that means in the North region.